Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
All right, teachers, our phone number is 404-263-0941. For most of you, this is the last full week of school before summer.
Hallelujah.
And we want to hear your hashtag teaching for real stories. 404-263-0941. Get it off your chest. You can be totally anonymous. Just make sure you end every call with hashtag teaching for real. Teachers, the phone lines are open for you. This is where you can share with the rest of the world your hashtag teaching for real moments.
Yeah, some of those moments will bring people into reality of what your life is really like. Maybe they're kind of funny moments, but everybody thinks your job is so easy because you get the summers off.
Calls already, or notes already started coming in on social media. Janine pulled some of the best ones.
These are so funny. Christina says, I'm a special ed teacher. One year we were trying to get a student into a speech course, but his mom put on his paperwork that he didn't have a speech problem. He inherited his great-grandfather's British accent.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So dealing with parents. Kim says, when students come into your room in and after work to talk to you when they say it's your favorite class, it makes the 16-hour days. Spending your own money on prizes to keep them motivated, inhaling lunch in 20 minutes, and learning to only go to the bathroom twice a day is what it's all about.
That's so
true. Oh, my God.
Inhaling lunch in 20 minutes is so true.
I never thought about the only being able to go to the bathroom like once or twice a day. I never thought about that.
Yeah, you have to be well-trained.
Oh, it's crazy.
Your bladder has to be extra strong.
Yes.
Yes. And Gayla had, oh, my gosh, I don't know how she got through this day. I had a student taking a standardized test one day. He threw up on the test and me. Did I get to go home and change my clothes? No, wiped it off and continued on with my day.
Oh, my gosh. That is so hashtag teaching for real.
When you just wipe it off, you're like, this is my life.
404-263-0941. Teachers, share your teaching for real moments. Hey, Caitlin, how are you?
I am great.
Is it the beginning of the end? Can you sense the end in sight?
I can. It couldn't be here soon enough.
Okay, what grade do you teach?
I teach kindergarten.
Ooh, yeah. That takes so much patience, girl. I'm impressed.
So, like I said, I teach kindergarten, and I had a little five-year-old that decided to kick and hit and bite and spit on me.
Oh, no. And what are you able to do after that? Are you able to say, that kid can't be in my class anymore?
Not really, because they're so young. So we're just trying to fix the problem.
Oh, my God.
Is there a panic button of some sorts?
There is.
I was kind of half kidding. Really?
Nope, there really is.
Nothing like going home after a hard day of work and talking to your significant other about how you were bested by a person who is less than 65 months old.
Hashtag teaching for real.
Angie in Kennesaw, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Now, I'm not a teacher. I'm a school bus driver.
Okay. Still counts.
For us, it's sit down, turn around, keep your hands to yourself. We don't bite. Let's be nice. Turn around, sit down, get out of the floor. It's nasty. Please don't lick the windows. That's just gross. Hashtag bus driver life.
Yes. Don't lick the windows. It's not something you think you're going to say on your way to work every day.
You're like, the dog does it.
Yeah.
Emily and Marietta.
Hey, good morning. I had a student one time have to be carried out of my classroom because he was throwing a fit because he thought I was quitting and moving to Florida because of him.
Oh.
Did you? All right, hold on, Emily. Defend the kid. Did you tell the kid that he has made you quit and want to move to Florida?
No, I was going to Disney for a one of their runs, a princess run.
Okay.
And my coworkers and I were talking about it, and I was telling my parents, you know, I won't be here next week, you know, just telling her, getting her prepared, and he just started flipping out. And we had no idea what was going on. Finally, later, after his mom had to carry him out of my classroom and out of the school, 8 months pregnant, I called her, and I was like, what is going on? And She said, he said you were quitting and moving to Florida because he made you so upset.
Aww. Kind of sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, close it out for us, Emily.
Hashtag teaching for real.
Carrie and Gwinnett.
Hey, well, with the last week of exams, I have a sinus infection now. Hashtag teaching for real.
I gotta push through it.
Five more days. The blinding headache and the feeling of not being able to breathe will be gone soon enough.
Followed by the beach.
Christina in Ackworth. Hashtag teaching for real. What do you got?
I teach pre-K, and yep. I have a little girl that comes in and twerks on the table.
No, she does not.
Yes, she does.
Oh, my God.
So she's four.
She just turned five, yes.
Five, okay.
Oh, my gosh. Is it like mother, like daughter?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and part of me doesn't want to know the answer to the next question, but what do the other students do while she's twerking?
Just roll their eyes and shake their head.
Okay.
They've learned by this time of year, they just roll their eyes, shake their head, and yeah.
Got it. All right, close it out for us, Christina.
Hashtag teaching moment for real.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.